From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. We start today with a number, $700 billion. That's the federal government's first guess at how much it will cost to clean up the wreckage on Wall Street. In today's show, we'll look at how that wreckage is littered across the financial horizon, from business school to the campaign trail, from New York City to Middle America. First, let's get more details from NPR's Dina Temple-Rest. And Dina, government officials are working over this weekend to try and pull together a rescue package for U.S. financial institutions. They're working with members of Congress. What do we know about the plan?
Well, at this point, the details are still sketchy. What we do know is that the Treasury sent a 3-page proposal to Congress last night, and the big headline to come out of that was this $700 billion price tag, which, by the way, is more than what we've spent in Iraq so far. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, the proposal asked Congress to allow the Treasury to set up a new unit to buy hundreds of billions of dollars in distressed mortgages from U.S. institutions over the next 2 years. And then to pay for all of that, the Treasury is asking Congress to raise the national debt ceiling to $11.3 trillion from $10.6 trillion, where it is now.
Increase the limit on the credit card.
Exactly.
So how would this plan work to buy back the mortgages?
Well, what the Treasury wants is it wants to be able to hire asset managers to buy the bad mortgages through something called reverse auctions. I mean, essentially what that means is that the role of the buyer and the seller are reversed, and the objective is to drive prices down. So in a regular auction, buyers are competing to sort of bid up something, right? Mm-hmm. But in a reverse auction, they're competing to bid down the price.
Hmm. President Bush came out into the Rose Garden to talk a little bit about the proposal today. Let's listen to a little bit of what he said.
The House of Cards was much bigger. Started to stretch beyond just Wall Street in the sense of the effects of failure. And so when one card started to go, we were worried about the whole deck going down, and so therefore moved hard. And I believe this is going to work.
So the president is saying that the financial crisis is not just about Wall Street, and that's why he's asking for the bailout. And where's Congress then, Dina?
Well, Democrats, at least in the early stages of these talks, say they want to see the plan include some sort of reduction in the loan amounts or some sort of improved borrowing terms for buyers who bid off a little more mortgage than they could chew. And one possibility is that the government could become the lender in those cases. But again, this is still under discussion and it's a real moving target.
President's asking members of Congress to get this plan passed before they leave for recess, a real recess, the end of the year in Congress. Is that even possible? Dina.
It's really unclear. You know, everyone is talking about bipartisanship and reaching across the aisle, but it isn't clear how long that's going to last. I mean, you have to remember that Congress is being asked to approve a plan that involves more money than any other single program in history, and they're being asked to do that in just a matter of days. Hmm. And even with the best intentions, that's a really tall order.
Okay. NPR's Dina Temple-Rest. And Dina, thanks very much.
You're welcome.